This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
You know, I'm losing confidence in Flores, but I didn't lose respect. This week when he came out and he flat out lied about the offensive coordinator stuff, which is just ridiculous. Like, serious, dude, you're going to lie about that. So now for serious stuff, nobody's going to believe you anymore. Something silly like the offensive coordinator. Look, man, if it's not one person and it's three people making calls and Charlie Fry can make the last call if he wants, then just say it. Now we find out about it and it makes you look like an idiot because you've been lying to people the whole time and telling them, no, Godsey makes the call. And Fry only relays it. Now we find out that Trent Dilfer wasn't lying. And what did I tell you guys last week? I think Flo reprimanded Charlie Fry, and that's why that's exactly what it is. Charlie Fry opened his big mouth, told Trent Dilfer. Dilfer then told the nation, and then it made Flo like an idiot. So Flo went back at Charlie and said, no, you can't do this. You can't be talking to the media, dude. You're out. So you're not calling plays now. So now Godsey's calling the plays. I got to say something. You know, now that I think about it, it was actually a better called game today. They were able to move the ball after their first drive at one point early. Yeah. Just because Tua threw the interceptions doesn't mean it was a bad call.